We bring in Josh Gross from the Rogue Valley Messenger for a segment featuring bands coming to the region. It is called Rogue Sounds. You can take part, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org.
Are we taking callers now? That's new.
I guess I used to giving the phone numbers out.
All right, well,
I don't know what comments people might have about
that. You guys want to call in and battle rap? Let's do it.
Battle rap? Really? Would you be down for that?
I'd be down. I'd lose badly, but I mean, I can't. I'll be straight. I don't think JPR listeners is like a treasure trove of like champion battle rappers waiting to emerge, but I'll probably lose.
Well,
I'm willing to go down in flames, all in the name of good radio.
You are such a trooper. Let's talk about
team player.
Yeah, so we get the month of April coming up, and a fair number of bands coming to the region.
Yeah, yeah. So the people starting to come out of the woodwork. So now is the time where it's starting to get a little harder to pick stuff out because there's more options.
Okay, so more people on the
road. Yeah, well, it's like I've said over the last couple of months, people generally tour a little bit less during the winter just because it's cold.
And they're hibernating, as we heard in our previous segment.
It's part of that. I mean, some of it's like people do go home for the holidays, even musicians. They do have families. Contrary to popular belief, they're not all orphans living in a trash can. They do go home. And also, a lot of times, the truth is that a lot of tours, especially on when you don't have a lot of money, you spend a lot of time camping or like couch surfing or things like that. And those are just things that are a lot more comfortable when the weather's warm. So.
Right. Okay. So let's jump in. Let's first hear from Marco Benevento.
Ooh, I love this guy, Marco Benevento. Yeah.
In music history when I'm hearing things that sound like stuff I've heard before. Music tends to work in 20-year cycles or something.
I mean, it does, but I would actually say that you may be feeling like you're hearing things that you've heard before with Marco Benevento, because a lot of his music is made using toy instruments, like old like children's instruments like Casio keyboards and little stuff you would find. So there's a lot of like – they sound like sort of strange stock sounds that you would find in like the 80s that are like, oh, man, that's kind of corny. But he's found this really great ways to sort of reinvent them. Some through just sort of like creative like composition choices, and some through circuit bending, which he's really into, which is where you actually like crack open the device and like rewire it to make it sound like something different. And,
he's a music hacker.
He's a music hacker, and that's kind of like a growing movement. It's tricky because like you know if you may have like something that sounds super cool, but if it breaks, it's like gone forever, and you may never find that particular like random you know kids toy that you can rewire in just the same way. But it does make for some really unique sounds, and he's kind of one of He's one of the people who's doing that in a more commercial, like listenable way, you know, because he was big in the New York underground jazz scene, and then he sort of moved into this kind of like indie pop using hacked instruments direction. So it's pretty cool. And this is going to be his first time, I think, performing in the Valley. So that's kind of a big one.
And that's the Talent Club.
He's going to be at the Talent Club. Yeah, Monday, April 10th. So that's gonna be a fun show.
I live in Talent. I've gotten used to seeing the sign over the years. It's one of those signs where the stuff is sort of on the top and the bottom. And so it says Pool Willie's Talent Club.
Yeah, it's kind of like that look of like a club that Groucho Marx, like, don't want to be a part of a club that would have you as a member. But you know what? It's a good place. And they get some good music in there. I'm actually surprised how many good bands are stopping there. It's just one of those places where you wouldn't think it, but...
I've noticed they're showing up on the list a lot more of late. Yeah. So the toy instruments, does Marco Benevento hit lots of yard sales and Goodwills or something?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people hit Goodwill. It's a classic spot, you know, just wherever they come across. I mean, garage sales, Goodwill, trash heaps. Sometimes, like, music stores have this stuff and they just don't know what to do with it because they think it sounds like crap, but sometimes you're looking for something that sounds like a specific certain kind of crap, and then you're like, ooh, that's – I can use that. I know what to do with that, you know?
That's the crap I want.
Yeah, right? So, crap you can get behind.
Okay, Roger Klein and the Pacemakers.
These guys are an interesting band. These guys, they used to be known as the Refreshments back in the 90s. They had a couple big hits there. I think they had a gold record. Fizzy Fuzzy Big and Buzzy, and they were kind of the forefront of the Tempe, Arizona music scene, them and a band called the Gin Blossoms. And for sort of legal reasons, they ended up changing their name to Roger Klein and the Pacemakers. Roger Klein is the front man, but they've basically been doing this sort of like after they kind of fell off the radar a little bit, changed their name, they just kind of created their own underground scene, and they've been touring pretty much relentlessly. They sell their own brand of tequila that they like boutique craft. Wow. They hold their own festival out in the middle of the desert. And, you know, it's like for guys who really had like one album, they've really built a pretty strong following. But it's a lot of it is because they write really, really good songs. Like Roger Klein's a phenomenal songwriter.
So let's hear one. This is called
sure.
Bandidos.
Bandidos.
From Roger Klein and the Peacemakers.
Big hit in the 90s.
If the world is full of stupid people, so meet me at the mission at midnight, we'll divvy up there. Yeah, everybody knows that the world is full of stupid people. Well, I got the pistol, so I'll keep the pesos.
So did you say there's some cross-pollination between this band and the Gin Blossoms?
Yeah, I think they actually absorbed a couple members from the Gin Blossoms like over time. Like someone, one of their guitar players migrated over. But they were like the sort of two big bands leading the Tempe music scene at the time, which was pretty happening in its heyday. I think it's still a pretty good big underground scene, but they don't have like big bands going out onto the national stage that I know of at the moment. Someone's probably going to correct me on that, and I welcome them to do so. But these guys were a big hit, and it was partially just because they had such really great like anthemic sing-along fantastic rock songs. It's kind of the sort that aren't really as in vogue anymore, but they're just classics. Like every time you hear them, you're just like, man, that speaks to me.
So this is Roger Klein and the Peacemakers on the 13th of April at Rogue Theater in Grants Pass.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun one.
So there's another one on this list, Southern Oregon Family Reunion.
You know much about this?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so this is a three-day festival. They're going to camp out in the Williams. It's just listed as being in Williams. It's just walk around, shout, and you'll find it.
Where's the reunion?
Yeah, pretty much. No, it's not actually – it's family sort of like broadly defined as in like, you know, human family. But they've got 3 days of music, camping, big headliners like Indubious, 100 Watt Mind, Lamb's Bread, Ross Gabriel. And then, you know, a bunch of great local acts, Rogue Underground, Herbal Crew, Holographic Girl, new group called Dos Tacos, Jive Coolis, etc. But, I mean, this is going to be like they're going to start the music in the afternoon and it's going to go until you just literally fall down asleep and then that's it. And so it's a lot of fun and it kind of kicks off festival season, you know, locally. So
yeah, outdoor festivals. Yeah, it's actually they're taking a bit of a risk there weather-wise to have it this point in April.
You know, they've been doing it at this time in the year for like decades at this point, and it's just been going on. It's like it's tradition. They want to launch the festival season. They want to be the first one, and it seems to be going pretty well for them. And it's kind of one of those, like, you know what, rain or shine, we're gonna have a good time. So whatever. And they brought Indubious back. These guys were a pretty big local band who have kind of moved on to bigger markets, and they're coming back to headline at this festival. I think we're gonna hear a song from them.
The clip is from Indubious.
This is from, I believe, it's from Indubious. This is their cover of Peter Gabriel, which is pretty super cool, if you ask me.
You could have a steep chain.
So, I mean, we could get to the chorus and start singing Sledgehammer.
Oh, we could listen to the whole song if you're fine with me.
Jumps right out there.
No, yeah. It's great. Yeah, Indubious is pretty cool. They've got a sort of hybrid reggae and dubstep sound. They call it Rootstronica, but it's, you know, kind of based around roots reggae and a lot of those like lyrical themes, but with a lot of that, you know, cool like electronic whoop whoop and like electronic beats and stuff. So it really just brings a whole new kind of like level of energy and atmosphere to it. That's not really present in a lot of other reggae bands. So it's pretty cool.
Josh Gross, our guest once again on the Jefferson Exchange with Rogue Sounds, our monthly visit to talk about bands coming to the Rogue Valley. So far, you've heard from a fairly good list, and we got a few more coming up. Interesting choice for name.
Wooden Indian Burial Ground?
Yes.
Yeah, these guys are fantastic. I've seen them a bunch of times, kind of like all over the country. I've been in various places, and for whatever reason, they're playing there. And they're always just bring just a tremendous stage energy, a lot of tremendous volume as well. this is a very loud band, but like in the best possible way, where it's like really kind of getting inside you, really playing off that psych rock thing that's kind of making a comeback right now. And these guys, I think they're one of the more foremost underground practitioners of this particular style that's been kind of like bubbling back, making a comeback lately.
All right, so let's hear a cut from Wooden Indian Burial Ground. Wow, that is That is a throwback.
Right? But I just love how you can hear just how hard he's hitting the drums there. It's like he's starting from like way up in the air and just slamming it down. It's a great sound.
This is not a big band either, because I noticed that we pulled in a picture of theirs.
No, so that's trio. It's a three-piece, yeah. It's a tremendous sound for a three-piece. And some of that is just their guitar player has a really big focus on finding just the right kind of equipment and gear for his sound. And some of it's just this like kind of archaic, like analog, you know, like stuff harvested from a trash heap in the 60s. But like it just sounds exactly right. That big, you know, like... what was it? The liquid projections and, you know, over people dancing in go-go boots.
Like
and,
you Steppenwolf know, days. Yeah,
yeah, you know, Beyond the Valley of the Dolls, that movie and all that. I mean, it's great stuff. And they're going to do – I'm actually a little surprised. They're going to be playing a Brick Room. And I when that got announced, I was kind of like, that sounds like it's going to be a little too awesome for Brick Room. But whatever, man, bring it. I hope
a little, so. A little big for Brick Room, maybe?
No, too awesome. Okay. A little too awesome. Brick Room's a really great venue, but they're definitely like trending a little more towards the like, hey, this is pretty jazzy. This is, I can vibe with this, and you know, Wooden Indian Burial Ground's really like, let's swing from the rafters and join a cult, you know, and like, that's certainly my favorite kind of music, but it's I wouldn't call it Brick Room stock and trade, but whatever, it's going to be great. They're going to be playing with 100 Watt Mind, you know, just our legendary locals. They're going to be April 14th, I think, is our 50th. It's at Brick Room. There's more information about that one on Facebook.
14th is what I think.
Yeah, 14th, okay. Yes. Yeah.
So the idea. The idea of getting some retro sounds from guitars and stuff, I was surprised to find a couple of years after I had gotten rid of a Silvertone that, that the Sears Silvertone
guitar. Prized. Those are very prized, yeah.
I mean, but the action was so high, I just about cheese sliced my fingers open.
Well, I mean, you can fix the action. You can like adjust the neck. It's mostly just that some of those older instruments, they have a certain sound that you can't be replicated by new instruments. Like every instrument has its own unique sound, every sort of style of production, every sort of style of construction, and they kind of like come and go. Vogue comes and goes, but the thing is that the sound oftentimes leads the way that you play it. So if it sounds a certain way, that leads you to play it a certain way, and that births a certain kind of music. So like what I always say is there's no way you could ever take a Fender Stratocaster, plug it into a twin reverb with the spring reverb all the way up, and have it not sound like surf music, you know?
Yeah.
And there's no way you could take a Les Paul, plug it into a cranked Marshall stack, and have it not sound like heavy metal. Like it's just that's what it sounds like. And so when you get that certain piece of instrument, it leads you in the direction that you want to go. And consequently, like if you're into certain retro styles of music, sometimes you have to track down those instruments. And sometimes entirely new forms of music are birthed just by the creation of a new kind of instrument or a new style of, you know, I mean, the Parker Fly guitar was seen as so innovative simply because it changed the way they used pickups but they also then birthed this entire new, like sort of like new take on like jazz and like progressive rock.
Amazing. The kinds of things where you get the crossing of music and electrical items. Let's talk about Bonnie Prince Billy before we go.
Oh, Bonnie Prince Billy. Yeah, this guy's great. So this guy's also, his real name's Will Oldham. He is just he's like one of those guys who's like kind of in the background and he's like a hero of everyone who is your hero. You know, he's like one of those guys. And, you know, like people cover his songs. Everyone kind of looks up to him. He's always kind of in the background doing stuff. He's been in a couple movies set in Oregon. I believe he said this will be his first time performing in the area. The song I think I sent you guys, this is pretty cool. This was a song that was actually covered by Johnny Cash, which is like no small thing. Like Johnny Cash did his song on his American recording series, and so I thought we'd hear the original because I thought you might enjoy that.
Here's Bonnie Prince Billy.
Yeah.
Many times we've been out drinking, many times we've shared our thoughts, but did you ever notice the kind of thoughts I've got?
Johnny Cash would have felt a certain amount of affinity.
Yeah, that one's too called I See a Darkness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he did it as this real sort of like heavy brooding, like he brought a very different, like I'm kind of like looking back on my life. You know, I see a darkness, like it's closing in on me. And, you know, the original take is so much more like just like everything's a little bit off, you know, but I think it's pretty cool. This guy, he's a really great songwriter. He has some great tunes and he's just a lot of like, I hate to say street cred, but underground cred. You know, he's just like, he's someone who really, really brings it like a high level of artistic integrity, you know, so.
And that's Bonnie Prince Billy on May 3rd at the Rogue Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship.
Yeah, yeah.
The venue that takes the longest to say.
Right? I know. I wanted to say it's at the church. It's the old church. Mm-hmm. Whatever. It's on 4th Street in Ashland. That's going to be a good show, though. When that happened, I kind of like one eye popped up. I was like, what? You're kidding me. He's coming here.
So just a couple seconds left. Yeah. And I wonder if people get a chance to see you perform. You are a musician yourself, and you do write plays as well and other stuff.
I do. I try not to be too self-promotion-y, but I mean, since we're plugging it, I'm going to be playing it first Friday tomorrow at what's it called? Three Penny Mercantile downtown in Ashland. I'm going to do a first Friday performance with my solo project Iconoplasty.
Okay. All right. Always want to know where we can find you as well.
Yeah.
Josh Gross, always good to see you. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange, and good to have you back on Rogue Sounds.